Some of you people may ask, why do these drunks continue to drink in the face of certain destruction? Why can't they stop? Well, this story will illustrate. One day I was sitting in a brokerage shop, and I fell into a conversation with a man who proved to be an heir to a great fortune. And I began my sales talk on how cheap securities were, how a syndicate ought to be put together to gather these things up. And he fell in with the idea. And I was to be the manager. Moreover, I was to have a third interest. Well, by the time we got that far in the conversation, they discovered about my drinking. So they came to me and they said, look, Bill, we know you got a real liquor problem. Wouldn't you be willing during the life of this thing to sign an agreement that you will not drink? That if you do drink, your interest in it will be ended. You know, the curious thing is, I really believed that I could stay sober when the incentive was so great. The work began. Money came in. We began to buy securities. But now see what happened. One day, some old business acquaintances called me up. They said, Bill, we hear you're sober. They said, well, won't you go over in Jersey and do a piece of work for us? I said, sure. That evening, we put up at a small hotel, and one of the boys brings out a jug. I said, well, what you got there? Why, they say, that's Applejack, Jersey Lightning. No, no, thanks. No, I'm not drinking. I can't handle it. They fall to playing cards. Every now and then, the jug comes my way. With ease, I say, no thanks, because I can see my name on that contract. So quite easily, I say no. Until about 10:30, perhaps. Something occurred within me. And if that could be ever fully explained, we would completely comprehend the mystery of this obsession of drinking. Why, Bill Wilson, in all your drinking, in Europe and since, never in all your life have you had any Applejack. Not one single drink of Jersey Lightning. And that idea began to take hold and possess me, so that when that jug was passed to me, a curtain had fallen between me and reality. So I said, thanks very much. I will have one little shot this time. It couldn't hurt me at all. I lay in that hotel drunk for 3 days. That, I submit, is not the habit of drinking. That is the obsession of drinking. That obsession that has condemned people like us, time out of mind, to insanity and death.